Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. That good, abundant life, you know, that kingdom life, that life of fulfillment, that life of wholeness, that life of total peace. I mean, you ever felt like you just had a grip on life, that kingdom life? You know, the kingdom of God, it's not going to come into us in meat and drink, but it is righteousness. Everybody say righteousness. Righteousness. I need everybody to participate. Say righteousness,
righteousness.
Peace,
peace,
joy,
joy
in the Holy Ghost. That's what life is all about. Everybody's looking for the meaning of life, looking for the purpose of life, trying to get some significance, trying to get rid of our issues. Just in those three things, you can get rid of every issue you have, every ailment you can find. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. How many of you need a pat on the back? How many of you need a pat on the back this morning? Everybody need that? You know, everybody wondering what God thinks about you. You know, a lot of people have hang-ups because they think God thinks bad things about them. If this one's mad at me, God really must be mad at me. Or if this one's disappointed with me, I mean, God really got to be ticked off at me. I'm going to tell you what, God is not mad at you. God loves you. God is excited about you. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say righteousness. That has to do with the act of character. One of the core words to righteousness is character. Somebody say character. You'll never embrace righteousness or revelation of righteousness until you know what kind of character you are. You ever met some characters? And we think around here, I listen to this here, we think around here, you know, you better have character. You know, a man of great stature and wonderful character. That don't mean jack squat. Our character is the nature of Christ. Our character is the nature of Christ. You got to understand that who you are, what you are right now, whatever kind of character or trip you may be, God's love, His grace, His compassion, His power, His blood will accept you. And when you embrace that righteousness, that's what makes the change. You know, you don't have to be righteous to get righteous. That's what people think. You know, if I get righteous, then I'll be righteous. No, when we embrace God's righteousness, that means that He said, look, whatever kind of character you are, His love is poured out to you. And if you receive that love, if you accept that love, if you accept that grace, right where you are. But the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Everybody needs to have peace. Everybody needs to have peace, and peace is not going to come after you get all your junk together. Amen. Peace is not going to come after all your bills are paid. Bills paid are the, you know what, are the fruit of peace. Peace will only come when you realize that with you and God, everything is all right. When you get a revelation of the righteousness of Christ Jesus in your life, you'll have peace and everything else will start to back that up. Amen? Then you just start to get happy about it. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ. How many of you want to find acceptance and approval today? How do you know whether your righteousness is of God or not? Are you serving God with it? Do you have a lifestyle that serves God? Do you have something that wants to please God in all that you do? Does the relationship that you have for God affect others? Does it affect humanity? He that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Somebody say, acceptable to God.
Acceptable to God.
Approved of men. So many people are worried about what your boss thinks about you. Worried about what daddy thinks about us. Worried about what mama thinks of us. Or our boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife. Or what will the neighbors think? I tell you what, you need to overcome what others think about you. Notice that before it says approved of men, amen, it said acceptable to God. All you got to worry about is that you're acceptable to God, that God loves you and your relationship's okay. And people that get that revelation, guess what starts to happen? Real men. Somebody say, real men. Will acknowledge that that's somebody that knows God and they're okay. Stop trying to win people over. Start to realize that you're already one of Christ, that you've already won the heart of God, and that's it. And when you get that revelation on the inside of you, something's just going to happen. You're going to walk in such a way of such confidence and such peace about life that other people that would cause you to question who you are and what you can do, your ability, your mindset, what you're going to be able to accomplish in life, that stuff won't mean a hill of beans anymore. This is how you're going to grab a hold of kingdom life. And this is how you're going to grab a hold of peace. Find out that you are the righteousness of Christ Jesus and get supernatural peace. Just peace in that alone. And joy in the Holy Ghost. Now listen, let us therefore follow after the things that make for peace. Everybody say follow.
Follow.
Peace. Say it one more time. Follow.
Follow.
Peace. In everything you do, you need to follow peace. I'm not just talking about feeling good. Follow the peace of God. In the people that you have relationship with, you need to make sure that they develop peace. When you come into relationship with me, amen, I want you to find out who you are and have a peace about that. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. You don't have to jump through this hoop. You don't have to prove this. You don't have to prove that. Amen. Peace. Somebody say peace.
Peace.
That's one of the things that the body of Christ is supposed to do. Not to get people just to stop crying. Amen. But when you get around godly people, you know, it shouldn't be where they come through the door and all they got is a bunch of hurdles. Oh, Lord, now I got to speak in tongues. Oh, God, I got to pick up the prayer life. Oh, God, I got to put this dress down here. Oh, no. Oh, my hair got to be this way. When it talks edification, people, everybody say edify.
Edify.
What are we supposed to edify? We just think, well, we're supposed to get everybody just to get louder. Amplify. We get messed up. We think edify means to amplify. We have a real godly people, real people that know who they are in God and know God. We're supposed to edify people to be who God designed them to be. Edify them in that peace. You know, in the 70s, they had this big thing going on. I just got to find myself. So they went out in the woods and started playing guitars, doing all kind of stupid stuff. Kumbaya, my Lord. You know. Here we are saying, we're just trying to find ourselves. Grow our hair real long, amen, do all kind of weird stuff, flowers out. So everybody say everybody's trying to find themselves. And young people as a whole, young adults, different people, there's some adults out there too still trying to find out who they are. God told me this when I was going through some of that stuff. He said the only way for you to know who you are is to have God introduce you to yourself. Have you had a godly introduction to you? God knows you better than you know yourself. And he has higher thoughts about you than you really have. He knows your beginning, he knows your end, he knows where you come from, and he knows exactly where you're going, and he really knows where you are. So if you're seeking for identity, get to know God and say, God, you tell me who I am. He says, you're exactly this and I love you. You're acceptable to me. Amen?
Amen.
And then you get a peace about that. So I'm going to say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, listen, he said, therefore, follow after the things which make for peace. As a church body, we need to pursue things that bring people to peace. So say, peace with God. We're so busy trying to get people to fit in that we forget to give people an ability to get peace with God. Shaving off this, shaving off that. Criticizing this, expecting this. That's not what God designed us to be as believers. He's designed us to tell people, you have peace with God. And the more that they get in love with God, the more that they clutch into God, the more they'll become like Him. Let us follow after the things that make for peace and things wherewith we may edify one another. And that word edify would also mean confirmation. That word edify also means to confirm. There is no such thing as edification without confirmation. Confirmed something. How am I going to edify you in something that hasn't yet been confirmed? Bro, you're all right. Anybody want to build anybody up today? Anybody ever thought about just being edified and we always just thought it was spiritual? You know, we edify ourselves praying in the Holy Ghost and different things. But as a body, we need to constantly and always confirm and affirm people, amen, of the goodness of God in their life. Instead of beat each other up and tear each other up. Let us follow after the things that make for feet, whereby we may edify. For meat destroyeth not the work of God. All things indeed are poor, but it is evil for that a man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. It's you and God, people. Happy is the man that condemneth not himself in the thing that he alloweth. And he that doubteth, now I'm going to close on this. I'm going to say doubting. So I say, have faith to your, it says right here, have it to thyself before God. That's where confidence is built. To yourself before God, and then you'll start to get happy. Happy is he that contemneth not himself in the thing that he alloweth, and he that doubts. Some say, the one that doubts. Doubting gets you in trouble. Doubting yourself is really what gets you in trouble. Doubting that God loves you, you know, is where the trouble starts. Doubting that God doesn't have enough power to make you what he wants you to be gets you in trouble. Doubting that today, you know, tomorrow I'll get there. Amen. But today, I don't know where I'm at. Today I'm in trouble. That's where the devil takes advantage of you. That's where the devil takes advantage of you. And don't ever allow that to happen. I want you to have confidence in your salvation. Confidence in the work of God. Confidence in God's love toward you. And that's the bottom line. It's not based on what anybody thinks. When anybody says it, based on who you know. When Jesus hung on the cross, he didn't hang on the cross with a board. He was there with himself. There were two thieves on the other side of him, but they didn't have anything to do with your salvation. It's you and God. He that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Even though it might not have to be. I'm talking about walking in peace. Listen, whatever is not of faith is sin. When you're not living a life of faith in relationship to God, of total acceptance to God, you're going to have certain things that you're unsure about, so you're not going to be able to walk the straight and narrow. When you're doubting who you are and what your relationship is to God, you just, I don't know about this one, but I'm going to walk it this way. Whatever, listen, if you don't have total confidence that you have a relationship with God, that God is with you, that you're not trying to get with God, that you are with God. So a lot of people think that. Pastor Rod's with God. Some of them that shout real loud in church, they're the ones that are with God. You know, when they're in the ministry, they're with God. But what about me? What about me? I'm not perfect yet. One day I'll be able to get with God. God's with you right now. And until you come to that realization that even in the times of trouble, wherever you are, God is there. He promised you. And you got to have confidence in that, because that's the only way you're going to get out is saying, hey, God, I'm not trying to find you. You're already here. Now lead me. It begins right now. And you can look through the Bible, bunch of people in the Bible that had relationship with God, but they had to acknowledge God from the start. God's not going to start tomorrow. He started yesterday. He's already on the scene, and you need to embrace him and walk out with him. He that doubteth, the Bible says, if any man come to God, first of all, he must believe that he is. And we're expecting people to come to a God that they don't believe that he is. Acknowledge God's presence right where you are. Not where you should be, because you'll never have a solid walk in God if you do that. Praise the Lord. Every Bible character that we read about that God did something great in their life and they developed a walk with God, amen, which brought salvation or different things to them. Where did their walk begin? When he showed up. The woman at the well, there was a woman at the well who, I mean, this girl was a trip. She had lots of people. Who was in her face at the well when she was yet in trouble? Was he any less God after she received him? No. Embrace God where you are, and he'll get you to where you need to be. Now, do not doubt God's presence in your life, because that's all you have. Embrace God where you are. That'll get you to where you're going. A new one's not going to show up, the same one. I didn't pick up a new God after I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was the same God I had when I was 10 years old. Amen. It's the same God. He's not going to change on you. Hallelujah. He's working with you. And he wants to pat you on the back today and say, hey, I love you. It's okay. Stop stressing. Amen. We're going to get there. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Say,
I am
accepted
of God.
Say it one more time. God is with me. Because
he wants to be.
He loves me more than I love him. And that's the way it will always be.
It is
a one-sided relationship, kind of. I'm a trip sometimes. Say it. And I'm a real character. But God wants me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
So say praise God for that.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the way that he is.
Amen.
He'll never, ever, ever let you go. Walk with him. Enjoy him. And have peace. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray for all that are in this room today. Father, people that are struggling with acceptance issues, rejection, any of those things, persons' opinions. God, I want you to set them free from that junk right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I take everybody to court this morning once and for all. And I put them in front of your face and you look at them and you always say the same thing. You love them, you care about them, and that your blood washes them whiter than snow. Just because you want it to be that way. Lord, we take sin and all these things and we throw them in the sea of forgetfulness right now in the name of Jesus. Let them walk in your grace, your liberty, and your love. Lord, let their salvation not be based on the things that they do or don't do, but let their salvation be based on who you are in their love and their devotion toward you. Father, because they love you, they walk after you and do what you say to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.